monster runs another stop sign. Happy ever after, once she lets her guard down, laughing at the stupid things I say. Moonlight underneath the window, reflecting in the teardrops falling on the pillow. And she asks me, have you ever been so happy that it makes you want to cry? And we start.
Hell yeah, that's what we do, son.
Anderson says no one likes that sound. I disagree.
The glass breaking sound? Sounds like a plate of glass. Doesn't sound like anything we would actually break.
Why wouldn't we break a plate of glass?
Sorry. I was taking a drink of my milkshake.
Do you drink it up?
No one talking.
Monday, no, we're watching you dance around the desk like a weirdo.
It's a Monday night after
it's
disaster.
Monday fun day. Actually, it's Tuesday. Tuesday.
Just another manic Tuesday.
Tuesday whoa, blues day. Whoa. Everyone's got the blues on Tues. Unless you're us, because we only have one more day of work, and then it's 5 days off, and then it's two more days of work, and then I'm gone forever.
Hey, everybody. Happy Thanksgiving.
Sad.
Happy Thanksgiving.
I can't believe it's Thanksgiving again.
I know. I hope the turkey doesn't end up in the trash in my house. That's what usually happens.
I have a dad story that's when I hear your dad stories,
you're listening to
like,
After Disaster.
1-800-LOUD-191 broadcasting live at theafterdisaster.com. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/afterdisaster.
Okay. Go ahead and tell your dad story. And turn me up, please.
I like how you said it like it's going to be a letdown.
And please take the bass out of Mike's voice. Thank you.
I cannot make him unbassy. He's large and Italian.
Welcome to the program. Go ahead and tell your dad's story.
Sometimes I hear you tell your dad stories. Mm-hmm. And when my erection goes away, I immediately think, man, I'm glad I didn't have those kind of dad stories. And then I realize I kind of do.
Mm-hmm. You know? Well, they're good for this. Every now and again, they during slow parts of this year's show, it's a nice little antidote.
They're great.
It amuses you guys.
It gives us insight into you, too.
No, there's nothing beyond that that's good about stories about my dad.
It gives us a view of your psyche and how you are.
No, I don't like to think that. I like to be the guy like, oh, that doesn't make any sense. Like, he's such a nice, kind, like, mellow person. You want to think that he had a horrible, tumultuous upbringing.
My dad is a great...
Like my sister, she would have like blue hair and, you know, lip rings and a nose fucking ring. And just like, and she was tiny in stature. She still is. And she would have that look. And I remember we'd be on vacation as a family when I'd be forced to be around her.
Look at Whip Boy in there. Tyler's whipped, so he's on his phone.
Your sister...
Tyler's whipped.
Your
Whip
sister
boy.
Sent me a message on Twitter.
I don't want to hear about it. So, let me finish. And she'd walk around, we'd be on vacation, and people would look. They'd see a little statured girl who's like 18, 19 years old with blue hair, spiky, and they'd look. And she'd be furious.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you looking at?
And I'm like, would you stop being typical? You're matching what you look like.
I had
be
lunch.
Nice.
I had lunch with a girl in San Francisco in the 90s, and she had... face piercings, and this is when it wasn't prevalent. Mm-hmm. Lip piercings, nose pierced,
aggression.
Eyes pierced, and her cheeks pierced. And we're sitting in this restaurant, and she goes, "What the fuck is everybody staring at me for?"
So
and I was
angry.
Like,
"Oh, and when I say so angry, I'm angry at people that are that fucking. You know what it is? It's insulting. Like, obviously, you want to be stared at.
Absolutely.
So don't act like, you know what, man. This is just the way I look, man.
Yep.
You know, this is how I choose to look, man. It's not my fault. You're a square, man. Fuck you, Alicia." You hear that? I love you. You're my sister.
Wait, Jesus Alicia.
Christ. It's the name of my sister. Now, who sent you a text?
Maybe it wasn't your sister then.
Was it Ashley?
Ashley.
I have two sisters. I know that might blow your mind.
Totally.
Nice
totally
to meet
surprised.
You, Mike. My name's Anderson.
Nice to meet you as well. So,
you've met both of them.
Now, she sent me a message on Twitter, and I DM'd her back, and she goes, how come I
what is that? Is that dirty? What is that?
Yeah.
She's got a boyfriend. Direct message.
Yeah, I direct messaged her back.
Oh, I got some DM action.
And she goes, how come I can't DM you? And I went, because Anderson will think, if I follow you, then Anderson will think I'm flirting with you.
I won't think that.
That was just my excuse, because I'm trying to follow Les.
You hear that, Ashley? She doesn't listen. I'm going to be worried. I want to think you're flirting, because she is 5 years younger than I am.
Too old for Mike.
Yes, that's what that equates to. So you have a dad story?
Okay, so growing up, my dad did a lot of crazy things that were loving in his way, you know, that were awesome to us as kids. Awesome, but just insane looking back on it. Like once we were driving
loving
up a mountain.
In his way, the Jerry Sandusky story.
We were driving up a mountain to play in the snow, and my dad, before we left, broke a door and then sawed it in half and brought the door with us for some reason. We got to the base of the mountain in traffic, driving up a snowy mountain in Arizona, and he... tied it to a trailer hitch on the back of the car and put us on it and towed us up the mountain. And we were screaming because we were going to the edge of the cliff. And he just thought it was hilarious. Towed his kids up a mountain in traffic. And it was awesome. And a lot of stuff like that, which it was a
that
treat.
Sounds adorable.
Looking back on the fact that none of us are dead now, it was exciting and fun.
That just sounds like the 70s to me, though.
Yeah.
Isn't that just what
yeah. So last night, family dinner in San Diego. He announces to my youngest, to my nephew, who's 7, let's go downstairs and shoot a gun.
Yeah.
And he's into it.
Hey, you're only alive once.
Downstairs at my dad's house at the beach. So he gets him so psyched up that he gets to shoot a gun.
How
we go downstairs. Seven.
Seven.
We go downstairs. It's basically the bottom is like a warehouse. And there's not a lot of room. And there's shelves with guitars and stuff lined up. And he sets up a target about 25 yards away that's about 3 inches in diameter, pulls out a fucking rifle with a scope on it, and gets ready to shoot the gun. A major blowout happens because my brother wants everyone to wear goggles.
Wait, is it inside?
Yeah. My brother wants
a lot of info. Going
the major
in my head
blowouts
right.
Because of the goggles, not because someone's shooting a gun.
25 feet, 7 years old, 3 inches in diameter.
That's my brother. That's my brother hiding behind my Ooh. Nephew.
Mike's got a pretty good picture that he actually had to get in harm's way to take the shot.
But this,
okay, we're off. Okay, we're doing two cardinal sins. We're off. So that's, off Mike, showing pictures.
See where the target is?
No, I see a guitar. I see a lot of
yeah,
shit.
The target's in the middle.
I see you standing like a fucking pav. Why are you standing like
that's
that?
My brother.
Your brother stands like you.
Yeah.
He's standing, like, leaning against the wall with his hand on his hip, and he's like you'd expect him to be sashaying any moment.
Just a huge family fight broke out because my dad's like, you don't need to wear
goggles.
Because
your brother stands like that? I don't blame him.
Did he's like, you don't need to wear goggles. I'm more like, he needs to put on goggles. And my dad's like, dad's goggles are bullshit.
I like
just
your dad.
Shoot it. Just
like
pull
the
trigger.
I like the cut of the jib.
Pull the trigger.
I like that.
So then we all fired at the target. And then there was a point where
did you wear goggles?
Then there was a point where my nephew fell back and started screaming and crying, and I thought it ricocheted off the cement wall and bounced back and hit him in the face.
But it did not.
It was the scope of the gun when it recoiled, hit him in the face. Big fucking welt.
Yeah.
Big one.
7 years old. He was talking about.
But I was like, this is insane. My dad just brought a 7-year old downstairs to shoot a gun.
Middle of his head. It's like he should fill it in with a swastika.
All right, that story's not impressive.
Scope in the middle of his
no,
head.
It's impressive because it's the year 2012, but like in the mid-70s, early 80s, and every year before that, leading up until today, when we're such fucking liberal left-wing pussies who need to have everyone in our business, hey, if you want to wear goggles, sure, go ahead and wear them.
Yeah.
Where'd you get? Do you guys just have a bevy of goggles down there?
We have we have those. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Just everyone grab some goggles. Mm-hmm. How many people in the house for your family gathering?
My brother's wife and my sister stayed upstairs.
How old's your brother?
I don't know.
Older, younger?
Where did
younger.
The bullet go?
How much younger?
Into the target.
What was behind the target?
Cement. Listen, pal,
that gun right there wasn't a gun. That was a pellet gun, but it was a professional pellet gun.
What?
A target.
Who is a professional that needs a pellet gun?
Those guys in the Winter Olympics.
This shoots at the same velocity as a bullet.
Wait, the Olympics, that doesn't work because that's not for pay.
Those little skeet shooter guys.
Doesn't make them professional.
One time we came over and my dad was on the balcony with the gun outside. He was going to shoot a pigeon.
I don't like
Hell
that.
Yeah.
I don't like that. Leave those pigeons alone. What'd they do to you?
Hey, teacher.
Leave those pigeons alone.
Tell me more about your brother. How much younger is he than you?
I don't know. Probably 5 years.
You have no idea. How many siblings are there?
Four.
So there's five of you total?
No, there's four siblings. I have a younger sister and two younger brothers.
Okay, so and then you're the middle child.
No, I'm the oldest.
That's right.
I can be the middle of four.
All right, Tyler. Wait, so you're the oldest of four,
mm-hmm.
and you don't know how
Unless
old they are?
Win.
No.
You know I'm the oldest of four?
No.
Yeah.
I'm the oldest of two.
Wow.
We don't want to hear from you, Pabby. Quiet.
Whoa.
Wow.
Quitter.
That's why I'm leaving.
Quiet. Hey, happy Thanksgiving. You know why I say that? God knows. It's probably right around the time this show gets posted.
Absolutely.
Thanks to Tyler.
It's not my fault, bro.
Tyler's got this big story going on about how he's quit and he's moving on to bigger and brighter things. He was fucking fired for being terrible at everything he does, namely posting the show. And I apologize to the listeners.
But you're still doing the show, right?
Poorly. Hey, I was calling my dog Sabs today.
Sabs. Stupid ass bitches?
No, I was very angry with them because I've trained them. Every time I leave the house, I'd feel bad, so I would give them a treat. But they're such little pabs that I have to soak the jerky, the chicken jerky in water because their teeth are bad.
Mm.
So it's a whole process, right? But when I'm leaving for like a number of hours,
what happens if you don't?
Fast forward to 30 years from now when Anderson has to soak his jerky before eating it.
That's how the French dip got invented, by the way. Old men sitting around.
No, that's not true.
Yeah, yeah.
French men?
Old men wanted a sandwich.
I
and this place called
my sandwich.
This place called Kohl's in downtown L.A. used to, they'd give him a little bowl so you could dip
Why'd
it.
Why'd you
so
say downtown L.A. like a black
I love French dip.
Every time I talk about urban anything, man,
I love French dips.
Right,
even when they're mediocre, I love them.
Not to upset Hitler, because I know he gets mad when we interrupt each other and we can't finish stories. Let me get back to this one. I have no idea where I was. God damn it.
Something about Sabs.
Oh, yeah. So I gotta soak it. If I don't soak it, it's just sad because like, the two can eat it, but then the little black one,
mm-hmm.
Pepe, he just sits there and it just drool comes out of his mouth and he just sits there. He doesn't know what to do with it. He panics because he can't eat it, but he doesn't want to give it up to the other dog. So it's very stressful for the dog. So,
but you don't leave them alone with the treats, right? Because they can choke on those. You're supposed to watch them.
I leave while they're chewing them.
You're supposed to watch them until they're gone.
They're small. It's a good point, though. I thought about that. But that defeats the whole purpose because I want to be gone.
Yeah, stop being so liberal.
I think you should give them the treats when you come home.
Back when you could feed dogs anything you want.
I don't need to train them to be happy. They're already happy when I get home. I'm trying to distract them.
I would like to see some stats on that, actually, because you're right.
What?
Back in the 70s, you just threw him any piece of garbage off your plate.
Hey, I watched
a
movie.
Big bone.
The Beasts of the Southern Wild.
Sounds fun.
I did a little. It's not in theaters now. It's in one theater right now. It's a very good movie, though. I highly recommend it. It's going
to come
out.
I only go see movies that are in one theater.
That's
right
me. That's
now.
What I do. But I did a review of it on AndersonCowan.com. Check it out.
Okay.
But it's thanks, Dad. It's about this little girl in New Orleans living in the bathtub, and she's like eating her chicken.
She lives in the bathtub.
The bathtub. Yes. And when she's half done with the carcass of the chicken, she's like 6 years old, I think. She throws the bones to the dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And those dogs were in the next scenes. I know it's just a movie, but you're not supposed to feed dogs chicken bones, but
they choke and they scratch their
throat. My head, if a dog licks a chicken bone or, like, God forbid, breaks one open with its teeth, its internal organs all explode simultaneously. Mm-hmm. It's just dead.
Can you imagine getting a bone wedged in your throat, like, sideways?
Yeah, and then you just become, like, a tribal person.
I saw a documentary about that once. It was a cat.
A documentary about bones that get caught in throats?
Yeah.
It's very niche.
Is it starring all chicks?
I think it was from the 70s. And it was a cat, and I think it might have even been animated. I think it was animated.
Was that a Bugs Bunny cartoon?
I think it might have been.
Yeah, I think that's a stretch.
Well, you know what? It was not a documentary.
I saw a documentary about this amazing roadrunner who's just cruising the highways and byways of America, and this goddamn coyote, this amazing coyote, who somehow has a credit card to buy stuff from this company called Acme, and he purchases rockets and so forth and tries to kill the roadrunner, but he always fails.
Acme is the sponsor of that documentary. I saw it. So,
what was the deal with that one Looney Tune that was that big, giant, red guy that in the castle that chased Roger, or not Roger.
Yeah, he combed his hair and got it all nice a couple
times.
Did
he look like that giant?
He would like woo him.
He put bows.
Was he like that giant guy from the Muppets? The huge, I just want to come and play with you guys.
I like that.
Yeah,
me too. I love that
guy.
He
looked like a big red tongue.
In fact, in the end of the Muppet movie, you know how the plot of the Muppet movie is the Muppets are coming to Hollywood to become stars and sign a rich and famous contract with Orson Welles? That big guy is working on a car lot. And it's really sad because the owner of the car lot's very mean to him. I took it very seriously. And at the end of the movie ends, and then he comes through, "Hey, you guys!" And you're like, oh, my God, he's been running the whole movie.
This is the documentary, right?
The documentary about the Muppets.
There is. It's
coming
called
to Hollywood.
Being Elmo, and it's not that good.
Didn't see it.
Not that great. Tyler, what are you doing? Just because you got fired doesn't mean you have to try and ruin this show.
I got to say, the way you set down fragile tacos was very rude.
It was very rude.
I imagine them all in a stack of
Jesus.
Tyler, go back into your post.
If those were those goddamn Dorito taco shells, because they package those in cardboard boxes so they don't break, because apparently they're much priceless.
Fragile.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Listen, I'm going to get back to my goddamn story. So I was.
They're the Fabergé eggs of taco shells.
Feeding the dogs and giving them. No, actually, I didn't even want to because I was literally leaving for 10 minutes. But now they're to the point to where they make me feel bad. It's completely reversed. Where every time I'm starting to get ready to go, they realize this, so they're pumped. They're excited.
Yeah.
It used to be like they were sad that I was leaving. Now they're like, fuck yeah, let's get some
jerky. They refer to you as Pavlov.
Chicken jerky. Actually, I was saying that to my dog today. I was saying that to Sydney today. I said, Pavlov. Where you left your dog here. It was very funny to me. Jillian didn't laugh at all. I thought it was hilarious. But, so I was calling them spoiled-ass bitches, and I was very upset with them. I'm like, you guys are
most
such
dogs
spoiled-ass
bitches. Most dogs fall into that. Hey, can you imagine eating a taco with a fork?
They're sabs.
That'd be ridiculous.
Mike's getting mad at Tyler because he's eating a taco. We're all over the place tonight.
But not with a fork. Like, if you're a gentleman.
Yeah.
A knife and a
tacos.
Fork.
That's how my brother eats everything.
With a fork?
Like a gentleman?
He's classy.
Three siblings. They're all younger than you. I feel like you should
not
know how old
dick.
They are.
I tell you that Tyler. Del Taco used to make a thing called a taco salad, which was the ingredients of a taco jammed into a bowl with a broken shell on top. But they also put like sour cream or like
no
some
one,
kind of sour
no
cream
one
stuff
could
on
find
it.
This
it was the best.
No
it was
one could
pretty
find
good.
It. No one could find that interesting. Nobody.
Del Taco has good churros that you never bring. What the hell, Mike?
What?
Why don't you get those good churros from Del Taco?
Keep your churros.
Taco jam
are just
shut.
Dough with cinnamon on them. Actually,
yeah,
they sound pretty
donut,
good. You're right. That sounds pretty good.
Do you hear all the hatred in my voice towards Tyler? It's because I realize I'm going to miss him a lot when he's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, listen. Oldest of four.
You know what? It's going to bring more
value. My fuck.
It's going to bring more value to the after disaster when he comes back in to do this show.
Yeah, you know what? Could get us all pepped.
Mm-hmm.
Could. I doubt it.
Don't try to flake.
I doubt it.
Don't try to flake.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about your brother.
Well, he's 20.
Fuck yourself.
He's 21.
You have a brother?
He's got a girlfriend who's very wealthy. Hopefully, he marries her.
I don't know how I feel about Tyler's brother.
Why?
I don't think I like him.
You want to feel him?
I don't think I like him.
You want to bring him in on the show?
No.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
You mean
like
as a
he
replacement?
He looks like you, but more effeminate.
Wow, more effeminate.
He is kind of effeminate.
Do you know his Tyler, his brother?
He was at my wedding.
He's blonde.
Mm-hmm. Looks like Tyler, but girly.
He's flaming gay.
Yeah, he's yeah, I know who gay. He is.
All right, fuck you both. Hey, you're on the After Disaster. How are you?
You better have a goddamn question.
Hello.
Or a story.
Hello?
Hi.
Or a comment.
Yes.
What up?
I have a question about HPV.
Is there any anal lube around this studio that I can take with me in case I decide to have anal
this
sex?
Poor guy's been listening to this.
What is your question, sir?
Yes.
It's like the show isn't as entertaining as it used to be when Corolla was on.
What? What's that?
I was wondering if there's any safe way to have sex with her without getting it, or is that just
Did you really listen to 25 minutes of this
Skype.
Show?
Skype. You can Skype it in. That's probably safe.
Who are you gearing this question to?
No, it was just about sex in general.
No, who are you gearing this question to?
General sex.
Reporting for
one
duty.
Of my favorite General Tao's sexy chicken.
There's really here's what you would hear if you talk to a professional. There's really no way to completely avoid it. Like 40 to 60% of the population has it. It is very, very. It'll cause head and neck cancers these days, and you should get a vaccine. It costs like $500-$600. Hey, you're on the After Disaster. How are you?
Hello, Tyler.
Hello, son. I mean daughter.
What's up?
Go ahead, continue flirting with Tyler.
If you don't have a question, you're going to get...
No, I have a question. Okay, well, I have one for each of you, actually.
Good.
You get one.
I only get one?
State your name for the record.
Marie.
I like how Anderson's in a big rush to get her off the phone when we have nothing to talk about. You get one!
We go back.
I got plenty.
Okay.
Talking about things that aren't on fast food menus anymore.
Sabs. Jillian's making fun of me because I want diamonds in my wedding ring. Okay, let's move on.
She should make fun of you.
I'm going to start making fun of you.
I looked at some today. And there's a couple that had like diamonds like in them. And I'm like, you know what? I could look at that every day. It looks kind of cool.
You're the worst.
Simplicity is what you want to go for. Are you going white gold or are you going gold gold?
I'm going gold gold with a pearl in the middle. And I'm going to actually like an Italian horn hanging off of it. Like a little charm. Italian horn.
I like
Italian
that
horn.
Yeah.
Like you don't know the Italian horn?
Yeah. Like a French horn?
Oh my God. This might have been a movie, but I think it was real life. And
I got to admit, I had one when I was a kid. My
Maybe
dad gave it to me.
Italian horn? Of course you did.
I was too embarrassed to tell my own dad that I didn't want it and I wore it all the
what
time.
Look
is
up
it?
Italian horn right now. It's the worst thing from the 70s.
It looks like a sperm.
So many horrible things.
It looks like a sperm.
So many terrible things came out of the 70s. And I think that maybe the Italian horn, would you agree that it might be one of the worst things?
Right, I don't know what the significance of it is, but I know a lot of Italian guys that have it, and I still
is
see
that
them.
Bullshit.
Italian horns are the worst.
It looks like a sperm.
Do Italians grow horns?
No, listen. Somebody, and I think it might have been in my real life, and correct me if either one of you.
This wasn't a documentary?
Movie. Some woman took like her wedding ring from her ex-husband and had it made into a penis and balls, and she wore it on her chest. Like she wore it as a pendant.
I don't know.
Does that sound familiar?
How that makes sense, but...
It looks like a leech.
And
it's
it
like
looked
a
like
sperm.
A. I remember it looked like
Mike,
a.
Stop saying sperm.
It looked like an Italian horn, but it was a penis and balls, and she had like her.
Nobody says that in
Should
porns.
Should I say cock and balls? Should I say cock?
No,
and
no,
balls?
Penis and balls sounds more appropriate. No one ever says that in porns. Like, blow your sperm on me.
Okay.
I want you to sperm inside me,
Marina. What was your name?
Yeah, Marina.
Marina.
Do I really only get one question?
Go ahead. We'll grade you
on the first
question.
Yeah, we'll decide. Your first question.
What's your last name, Marina, so we can...
Meza.
Meza. Like a table.
Mezzatronic.
How do we know Marina?
She's Chili Kirkland. She's Kiwi
who's
Pie. She's all of these things.
Kiwi Pie. Who are these people? Why are you so many people? What is tweet? Marina, why are you
you're
so
usually
many people?
Peppy tonight, Marina. Is the family out of town?
I know. I didn't recognize your voice because
I thought you were somebody else.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Now
she's
now
like,
we,
"Hello." Usually it's like,
"Now I'm on board with the one question."
I have a question.
Tyler.
What?
I gave you an Indian headdress, but you wore it as a necklace.
Indian head.
I tweeted you that it's actually for your car.
Is that where you get smallpox? After
no, it's Indians use the whole penis.
Tyler,
what?
Why were you playing that?
That's the closest thing I had to some Indian music.
No, it's not.
I think it might be.
No, it's not. You play that Indian stuff.
Marina, what are you talking about? Indian heads now?
Well, I sent him a headdress. And I sent you all gifts.
Oh yes, you did send.
Yes,
this.
I love that.
A necklace? Did you figure out? Or I sent you a tweet saying that's actually to hang from your car mirror.
Yes.
Okay.
Problem is, I don't know where it is.
Crap.
He sold his car. And
it was
it
awesome
been
though. At least we got it on one of the nights we had video, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's good. It will live on in perpetuity through the internet. Hopefully thanks, I'll find Marina, it for and calling. I'll put it in my
thanks
car.
For using a legal word.
One of your worst problems was starting off with, hello, Tyler. That does not please my room. Hey, you're the After Disaster. How are you? Hello?
Hello, why is someone jizzing into the phone?
Hello. What it sounds like up close?
Guys, come on. We're not the filth show. Come on. Stop it.
We're at the Everything like Show. We dabble that. A little bit in the dirty. And then we also dabble in, is that a documentary or Looney Tunes?
That should be the new show.
That would be a funny bit.
Hey, I got a story. This is either a documentary.
Describe Looney Tunes as blandly as possible and see if you can confuse people.
This was either a documentary, it was Looney Tunes, or it's real life. I can't remember which, but here's the story.
There's this guy. He goes hunting.
I crashed into this guy on the freeway, and my car did the accordion noise and then came back to regular shape, and we kept going. I can't remember if that really happened or if that was a documentary or if that was a Looney Tunes.
Oh, I got a great idea. I've already talked to Mike about it because Mike and I went to the races.
Wow, thanks for including me.
I went to the races, Ty, and lost a bunch of money on ponies like a fucking degenerate. The worst part is I was there for the first half by myself because nobody wanted to go to the races. And I'm like, I have to go because one of my favorite bands, who has changed quite a bit, Tyler. Spearhead with Michael Frente was there, and I had to go see him because I'd never seen him live.
Well, like so, Queerhead.
Tyler. I don't like your attitude right now. It's not good for the show.
I'll just say this about that show. It was very, very upbeat.
Very upbeat.
Was Surreal Michael Neil
Frente.
There?
Michael Frente. Give me a hey. Throw your hands in the air.
Throw your hands Michael in the Frente. Air. He said that about 40 times.
And it was very funny. I was laughing. Mike had one of his golden moments, which he often does. But like, there was a bridge.
Golden
right? So,
moments,
Tyler, turn your mic up! My God. Is it because he's quitting and he thinks he can just...
He's not quitting this show.
He should.
I better snap to it, buddy.
So we're like standing in the back, and pretty much everyone there was high and drunk and jumping around and doing whatever Michael Frente had them do.
Yeah.
He was very positive. A lot of positive energy, and he would have everyone jump up and down and then wave their hands in the air. Not like they don't care, but like in more of a one love.
Like they do care.
Yeah.
And we cared, but we weren't showing it. We didn't feel like displaying our
positive. I was thrilled to see him.
Yeah. No, we were having fun.
But Mike and I were way too cool. We were the kids off the side, stone sober, and standing in the far back. And then Mike and I are talking about something, and Mike looks back up, and he realizes that there's a bridge.
The guy walked
all the way to the back, so now he's standing like pretty much right in front of us.
Yeah, probably 15 feet away from us.
And Mike was very, very distressed about this, and he looks at me and goes, I don't like that he's there right now. And Mike wasn't trying to be funny. He was like really upset that Michael Frente was so close to us now. And he's like, I'm afraid that he's going to – because Frente all night was like pointing people out. Like, I see you with the white hat. Keep it going. Looking good.
Yeah, and he's pulling people off on stage and dancing with them.
He was dancing with a girl in a wheelchair. He had like a bunch of little kids on stage.
But he was in the audience a lot.
And this was a guy that was the head for of the band Disposable Heroes of Hypocrisy, who I loved. And I actually discovered them because they did a cover tune of the Dead Kennedys' California Uber Alice. Look it up. It's fucking great.
California.
Look up Disposable Heroes of Hypocrisy at California Uber Alice. It's fucking good. But then he went on to do Spearhead, and now he's got that Say Hey song. So anyways. Yeah, this is Michael Frente. This is his post-traumatic death experience.
Yeah, this is definitely the happier guy.
So Mike's like, I don't like that he's standing there because I'm afraid he's going to look down at us and go, hey, you two assholes, why have you been dancing? Get on up here. And then Mike did the funniest, like, all right. And like he did this like this pantomime dancing motion, which was very funny, Mike.
Cool, thanks. I don't remember
funnier,
it, but
good. Funnier things that I'd seen in a long time.
That was kind of, that was a nice night.
It was good.
Low-key, we lost every race.
Mm-hmm. Mike's so casual.
I lose.
I have like...
I lost like 40.
I have a very different gambling style than Mike does. Each race I have about, I'm not exaggerating, probably about 13 different style bets going, all long shots for the most part. If I hit any of them, I'm going to win big. Mike just goes 20 on 2.
Yeah, and I randomly picked it as I was in line. I just look at the names of the horses and try to find something that has the word Mike in it.
Well, no, your favorite one that you put the most money on was, I think, Sweet Revenge.
Yeah.
Got to go with that one.
Yeah. But no, my favorite one was the very first bet I made when I walked in because I saw the race that had already run and I picked a cool name out of that one.
Do you remember what it was?
No.
It was Mike's Gonna Lose. Listen, remember the idea that I came up with to not break anyone's bank or make us retire or anything, but just a way to give back to the people? It's kind of late. It's like lazy shirts because we can't come up with... Give me a beat and I'll show you this how to him. Jacket. I give the rich a giant tax loophole.
Like a friend. I remember you used to play a great
at a time when AIDS is in a crisis, I cut health care and I raise prices. Angry sales black. Tax, snack tax, excise tax, information.
Mike Carano, why aren't you dancing?
He knows my name.
I just Googled you, asshole.
I gotta get to the chorus.
Singing about Pete Wilson.
Remember the last one this state sent. California, Uber Alice. California, Uber Alice.
Such a great song.
I don't like political songs, though.
Well, I'm going to burn you that CD and quiz you on it. You're going to have to listen to it. I'm
great.
Quiz you.
Great. There's a quiz. I'll have to listen then.
So, Tyler, here's the idea that I came up with.
What is it?
Not too drunk was I when I came up with the idea. But
not too drunk sounds like a terrible
rap. It involves some work, by the way.
Yeah, we got to work.
Yeah, this isn't just a pick up the phone and go, we need a design for a t-shirt. This is a work.
Right. Which I think is more important. And I think it's more from the heart.
We make
than a shirt.
8 t-shirt designs, and each one corresponds to a horse. Whenever horse wins, we go.
It's not even, that easy.
It has nothing to do with horses. I feel like
basically
this is more personal.
The three of us are going to get full-time jobs as artists.
No, not quite. I'm going to come up in this joint with some coffee mugs, ceramic coffee mugs, Tyler.
Coffee mugs.
Yes, coffee mugs. And I'm going to have a palette of paint. Mike's going to have a palette of paint, and you are in like a factory assembly line.
We are going to paint.
We're going to paint the after disaster by hand on these cups.
Yep. Oh, and people don't know what they're going to get.
One of a kind. Each one's going to say the after disaster, though.
But it'll have like a little picture or something.
Maybe.
Yeah, could be.
Each one will be unique, and you have no idea
what
you're getting.
We might dip our penises in the ink. And
there'll be one that we don't do anything on, and you'll get. But that'll become the best one because it won't.
It's a collector's item.
You can't buy that anywhere else. That's the worst idea I've ever heard in my life.
Just a blank white coffee cup.
Buy a blank one. What the fuck?
We'll put a hole in it, so like when you try and drink out of it.
No one can buy one and just put a hole in it. Tyler, you have terrible ideas tonight. So we're going to do
this. I'm a businessman.
We could line them all up and we could whiz in all the glasses.
No, we don't have to whiz. Why do you guys have to have a penis involved?
They could have some DNA. They could have some of our DNA.
Penis doesn't need to be involved.
They could have some of our DNA.
Your DNA is all over.
In the future, this will become the
most. How about this? We put on lipstick and we each drink out of each glass and then we shellac over it so the lipstick marks stay on.
I don't know if the listeners want
that. Guys, after some terrible nuclear
Why would the listeners want coffee cups?
Why can't we?
Some
terrible, they drink coffee.
Some terrible nuclear thing happens when the future civilizations go through the rubble. The only thing that's left of entertainment from this time is a CD that someone burned with our podcast on it. Well, I don't know why they burned a CD, but they did.
I hope you're reading this.
No,
you're just making this up on the fly because this is terrible.
And they're going to listen to this episode and find out that we have these cups that we've peed
on. What are they
going
to listen to?
Yeah,
they're CD players.
I thought nothing.
They're from the future.
They find one in the dump or something.
Yeah. And they're whatever. So they find that we have these cups out there, and they want to recreate us because we're the greatest entertainers, and they're all like these thousands and millions of people listen to the After Disaster every day. So they're going to recreate us. So they have to go and find the old mugs.
This is
if somebody digs our bodies up and then they clone us, and somehow our memories survive, and we get to relive. Our life in the future where our mugs become
the Holy Grail to recreate, and there's one for each of us that has our DNA.
Now, is this
so
a cartoon
to,
or is this a documentary?
They have to recreate the entire triumvirate.
obviously a documentary from the future. That's animated.
Someone go make a poster for...
That's a great idea, a documentary from the future. It's just a film. It's a documentary. 100% true. From the future. And you just pick somebody...
Blade Runner documentary.
You just pick somebody that you know... And they're the source of the documentary, and they turn into the worst human being on the planet in your documentary from the future. It takes place like a year from now.
No, like 4 weeks from now. They're like, oh, fuck, I'm going to find out soon.
So we're doing this. All right. All right, boys. We're not going
to
fucking pee in them.
You know
what's good about this is we probably will sell so few that there won't be a lot of work.
Hold on. Wait, I just heard people
shipping
talking
those
somehow,
things
and I wasn't
a pain
one of them.
In the ass,
I don't know
how
that's... Oh, that's a good point. That's why you got to charge $13.95 for shipping and handling. No, we're doing this.
Shipping and manhandling.
Listen, we're going to buy the mugs, and they're going to come, and we'll buy them one by one so that they come in their own packaging, all right? Not that big of a deal. But we're doing this.
One by one,
unless you have a better,
two
should
by
we just do shot
two.
Glasses? Because all our listeners are drinkers, but it'd be really hard. It'd be like one of those Mexican guys
markers.
One of those Mexican guys on the beach that writes this grain of salt.
Why don't we just buy a bunch of T-shirts, and we design our own T-shirts?
I want to do mugs.
We'll be the guys that draw on the rice.
No, they don't draw. They carve.
That's an easy thing to pick up.
They don't carve on the rice.
Oh, you're
Mike?
Right. They draw. You're right.
Carve the rice.
No. I saw rice carved. I saw at the Museum of Miniatures, somebody had carved scenery into rice.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure.
Look it up.
Hey,
you're on the After Disaster. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing today?
That's the way you answer, peeps. Doing
Maybe,
great.
Is this
We're
Michael
all doing
Frante
fantastic.
Or whatever his name is?
We're all doing fantastic. Put your hands in the air.
You know why he wants your hands in the air? Because he's going to steal your
Put
wallet.
Put your pants in the air.
How's it going, man?
Pants in the air. Hey, I want to ask Carano a question.
Oh, dear.
All right, go ahead.
He doesn't speak Farsi. Was that Farsi?
I was listening to Bobcat Goldthwait go through his different interviews for the new movie that he put out, which I have not seen yet, so please don't tell me how it ends.
Everyone dies.
And one of the things that he was talking about is that he still does stand-up comedy because he needs to make money to make these movies.
True story.
Yeah, and a lot of these movies, he said, it's just stuff that happened to him.
I don't think any of the movies are stuff that happened to him.
Well, that's what he said. And that, I was wondering about the dog movie.
Yeah, he blew a dog.
It's really a true story.
In his act, no, none of the movies are true stories.
In his act, he used to... Because Bobcat was one of my favorite comedians ever, and I remember...
Was?
He still is, but he doesn't really do much stand-up, and I haven't seen him in years. I probably haven't seen him do stand-up in like 8 years, but... I remember he just like stopped in the middle because he had no non sequiturs. He'd just be like in the middle of
non
his
sequiturs.
Non sequiturs. Sequiturs.
Non sequiturs.
Quiet. Stop it. And he'd be like, You remember the first time you blew a monkey? And he'd just look around and no one would be able to say anything.
Yeah.
And then he'd talk about fucking a hamster. He's like, you know, when you fuck a hamster, what you got to do is you got to wrap it in duct tape. Otherwise, it explodes. I've learned that.
Forgot
learned
about
that the hard way. And people would be like, is he serious?
Does he really fuck
animals? Yeah, all those the last three movies aren't based in anything biographical.
Did you hear
autobiographical?
Sir, did you hear him on the After Disaster? Did you hear him on the After Disaster? It's quite a good program.
He wasn't on the After Disaster. He was on the Film Vault.
Oh yeah, did you hear him on the Film Vault?
I did hear him. Yes,
he's good. Huh?
Well, technically, but he was on this show. Actually, technically,
yeah, he was talking about squibs.
Well, I don't know that he actually was personally on the show, but you played.
No, he was personally on the show.
He was in the background going, "Are you on the phone?" To Karan, and Karan's going, "No, I'm not. Guys, I'm not supposed to be on the phone right now."
I was told not to be on the phone on the set, and I called in on the set, and then Bob stopped shooting to ask me if I was on the phone, and then he brought me on and took the phone out of my hands and talked to Anderson for a few minutes.
Well, you really kind of ruined things because I was really hoping that Dog's Lie was really a real story that happened.
No, but you know if
why? I'm sure it happened somewhere.
If you like that movie, you'll love because that's not my favorite movie, but World's Greatest Dad is great.
Yeah, I think World's Greatest Dad and God Bless America is his two best works to date.
Yeah. Hey, well, listen, actually,
Punkin' Shoe on the message boards over here said hand painted After Disaster earns. Everybody dies. Not everybody drinks coffee.
They all kill themselves and put it in as a tribute to us. And yes. Then they send it to us. And we just have 40,000. That's how many people listen. 40,000 urns here in the office.
I'll do this during the next show. We will start painting during the show.
Oh, well, I don't know if we can get the mugs. It's an hour and a half. Turnaround.
We can get the mugs.
99 cent store.
I can come up with the mugs tomorrow.
Oh, we got to get good ones that actually hold the paint.
They have good ones.
No, we want good ones that people will actually use. And we got to get poisonous paint.
We got to get the
lead.
Kind of
lead Mexican paint.
It only kills small children.
Yeah.
Like those bullshit things that are like really nice plates like at Alvera Street or like different like little craft
fairs.
You
mean like everything in Pier 1 Imports?
And like, these are great. And then it has a little thing that says
don't cook
for
on
display
them.
Use only.
Yeah. Pier 1 Imports, almost maybe not anymore, but every one of those plates and stuff said, do not put in the oven. Do not put food on this. Don't even look at it. Just buy it.
Guys, I had a horrible realization just today.
That this show is terrible.
No, that's been it's not a new realization. That's been existing in the head for a long time. But
we all got that one about 7 minutes into the first episode.
Actually, earlier today, I had this idea. This thought. It's kind of a depressing realization, actually. And I was thrilled immediately thereafter, remembering that we had a show tonight. I'm like, I can discuss it with the boys.
You're thinking about Vlade Divac's long cock? After a basketball game? In the 90s?
I'm thinking about it all.
Tyler, long black pubic hair.
What's wrong with you?
If one of us dies, joke, the other two should write the obituary and just mention the After Disaster over and over and over.
So people look it up and listen to the terrible things that we've said.
Tyler, you remember school? I know that Mike, you might be a little tougher for you, but you remember school. But see, I'm saying that he's old. Get that?
Remember that thing where they taught you how to write numbers in the dirt?
Nope. Nope.
All right, so you remember school?
I didn't go to school.
I just sounded like Anderson Cooper laughing. That's terrible.
What, because you're gay?
And
all
gays
school? Laugh the same?
Yeah. There's like about 30, 35 kids in class, right?
Yeah.
Tyler, about that?
I went to public school, so we had about 79 kids in each
really?
Class. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. No.
I went to public school, too.
I went to public school
as
well.
Like, we had like 30. And
we had 28, 29, something like that.
And then, then they let the other kids in sixth grade come in, and there's way too many kids.
Okay, let's just stay on focus.
Let me tell you about my school. See?
So those average class. Now, Tyler, you might be a little different than Mike and I here, but I'd say average class out of those 30 people, there's like one or two of them that you think are okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Tyler?
Like
maybe
like
four
kids that are like okay in the room, like that.
Like, you could like hang out with at lunch, maybe, or if they came over to your house, you wouldn't be furious.
Yeah, maybe four.
Yeah,
four,
two or three.
I'm going one or two.
Three.
Okay.
There's like
okay.
three that you'd have over any day, and then there's about maybe 10 you'd have maybe for a birthday party.
But there's like 20,
I never did the birthday parties because I didn't want weird kids coming over. Yeah, yeah.
What?
Today? Now?
I'm talking about co-ed classes.
Yeah.
Mike talked about having sex with me numerous times at the horse race track. Yeah. Made me
did you do it?
Like, we were talking about how it looked abandoned, and he's like, yeah, like, you and I are the last few dudes on Earth, and we're just trying to, we want to go explore them, but we're trying to figure out how long before we have sex. I'm like, what?
What?
I don't know if that would run through my mind.
Like, if we were the last two guys on Earth, there's, at some point, we're going to have sex.
So, of these
couldn't you just do, like, a handy,
kids,
like, reach around,
yeah, we,
like,
for
a
for the
rock.
First couple years.
Essentially.
Oh, and his butthole becomes, like, the forbidden
stop
fruit.
It!
You're just like, I gotta get it.
Yeah.
I don't even want it, but I gotta have it.
Tyler.
Gotta have it.
Slow your roll. Jesus. Settle down. Settle down.
Sorry that I'm bringing the thunder tonight.
No, you're not bringing the thunder.
Thunder.
I used to date a girl who was a funder. Like, she funded banks, like bank loans.
Yeah.
She was a funder.
Well, how rich was she?
She's very rich now.
She just
rich.
Personally gives out her money?
She was like, this is when she was 17. She dropped out of school to do this. Now
what?
She's got a lot of money.
Did you drop her panties to do this?
Tyler, settle down. God damn it. So I used to call her Funder Thighs. End of story.
Yeah. That must have been charming.
You guys still chuckled about that.
Mm-hmm. So of those 30
kids. Lottie Divac.
1 to 4 kids, we'll say, per classroom. That's just like a small sampling. And you don't really think about it in these terms, but you grow up and you go out in the real world and the real world is just that classroom, but
absolutely,
like, times a million.
Politically, so socially, chances, in every way.
And you think of like these fucks that you deal with every single day, and you're like, oh, that's like Philip from like second grade. I hated that kid, and now I see that like I can see him growing into that person. And,
you
like,
go to a stadium concert and you look around, and that's a concert.
But that's a concert.
You all have something in common.
Yeah,
it still
everyone
is,
has common.
But you still have go interest. Like
you went
there
to a common concert.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Don't you want to do physically wrong, harmful things to Tyler right now? Is it just me? Is it because it's a full moon?
Is it a full moon?
Is it because he can't post the goddamn show? What is it? What makes me angry at him?
What is the problem with the posting?
It's a thing.
Well, just give me the file and I'll send you a link.
That's not how it works.
We'll talk about this off air. Off air.
Problem is where the XML file is, not where the files are.
I like to try and give people the benefit of the doubt, but I mean, chances are if they're in my classroom, I would have fucking hated them. And if they're in the real world growing up, I'm going to fucking hate them. It's just, I hate people. I hate them. Except for the listeners. You guys are great.
So what is this thought?
That.
Oh, that's the thought.
There's nothing different from classroom.
The world is the classroom.
It's true. They don't teach you that in high school. That, hey, guess what? You see how everything that's going on here? There's bullies. There's people that you don't like. There's people you do
this
like. There's people that are mean
allegory
to you.
It's an ecosystem that
it's
will
It's going
to
be the same in real life, especially when you get to when you go to work at a like a nonchalant type of job.
Like this bullshit.
No, but like a job that you hate. It's exactly like being in school.
Unless you're in entertainment, then it's all like the same kid.
Yeah.
You know, it's the same kid.
It's the same kid. You better like that kid.
Yeah, you better hope you like that kid's sense of humor at least. Right?
Yeah.
Because it's a class clown a lot of the time. Or it's the kid that overachieved but was a nice kid.
Actually, I'm not going to go with it's the same kid. It's like 3 or 4 different. You got
You're right. For sure. But for the most part, they're all standouts. Like, you notice them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And?
Did you guys have any teachers that you thought had a wig?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really go to class much.
It's weird how like everything the adults did was so exemplified. It was so large,
exaggerated.
Like, but it was real because you paid so close attention because you just sit there for like a full hour a day staring at one person. We don't do that anymore.
Do you ever,
actually,
like,
I still do every night. I just stare at Drew for 2 hours a night.
Do you ever have that moment where you realize you stare at that person all the time, but you can't actually like think what they look like, so then you actually stare at them, and they're like, they look completely different. I'm on
mushrooms. It's even weirder when you see your teacher out in public as a child.
I saw my teacher that used to be the hot teacher. I saw her about a year ago at Target around Christmas time. Not the hot teacher anymore.
Unhot.
How many years have passed? That's not much.
She was wearing, no, this was first grade, so quite some time.
But like Mr. Woolsey, like always sweat, and like he did, like, he would sweat profusely, like always by lunch, his armpits were just dripping in sweat. Looking back, I feel really bad for that guy. But people used to leave deodorant. I would never do this, but people would leave deodorant on his desk.
Yeah, people were cruel.
Oh.
We had Mr. Sherman, who would always like kind of weird. He'd come up behind you when you're taking a test and be like, I love you and I believe in you.
What?
Like seventh grade.
What?
But it was a different time.
What?
But, and he used to talk and he'd
spit.
Totally
natural.
He'd spit when he'd talk. So this one fucking asshole in my class actually came to class. This is seventh grade again. And he opened up an umbrella in class. And he's like, excuse me, why are you opening up? He's like, because you're spitting all over me. It was really uncomfortable, and I felt really bad for Mr.
Wait,
Sherman.
What's that stupid joke where you go,
Doesn't get the laugh, that's when it's uncomfortable.
What's that stupid joke where someone spits on you and you're like, hey, I didn't ask about the weather.
Yeah. That's not really
a joke. We didn't go to Christian gay school. So.
Wow. Yeah, this was at public, not Christian, un-gay school.
Christian gay school.
Sounds very all white.
This was at the school where a Chinese boy bit out a Mexican boy's stomach hole.
Ooh.
Oh, stomach hole?
Well, he made a hole in the stomach.
He bit out the hole.
Was he just hungry?
He created
a
hole with his bite.
Did he make chorizo?
He was so mad at him that he bit a chunk of him
out.
Did
stuff come out?
Were you there? Did you just hear about it?
Alex bit a piece of Jesus. No, I was there.
You saw the bite?
He was on the kindergarten playground.
How did he get access to his stomach?
Did he spit it? No, I've
been
on
the ground like arguing.
I've been bit in the stomach.
They're fighting on the ground.
Got it.
I was bit right in the stomach. And actually, I had a scar for a while. You can see the bite mark.
Is that the thing you say is a shark bite?
This is back in kindergarten when I had this sweet shirt that looked like a...
Wait, it was kindergarten that he bit the stomach?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. And he was kept in like Gen Pop. They didn't like remove him. They're just like, oh, okay.
I don't like that they call it Gen Pop.
Yeah, me neither.
I don't know if
I just said it because it's funny.
Did your grade school have a solitary confinement?
I had this sweet-ass jungle shirt that had like all the animals from the jungle on it. And then in the pocket, there was a lion, but he was hidden. And you could take him out on a string and he'd dangle around. And you can put him in and poke out of the pocket and look at you.
I'm going with the gay Catholic or gay Christian school.
What year was this that he bit the stomach?
1991.
Oh,
yeah, but kindergarten, that makes sense. You're kids. You bite.
Yeah, you scratch.
You immediately realize your mouth is the most viable weapon you have.
Preschool. His name was Neil, and he used to scratch the fuck out of everyone.
We had a badass.
Long fingernails.
Yeah, we had a badass guy in sixth grade that could kick anyone's ass, and people would threaten. Would challenge him on that every now and then. All the schools I went to, everyone got along. But once I saw him, some guy threw something at him, like an orange or something, and he ran out into the field and tackled the guy. You know how you would... I can't explain this really without sounding
good,
really
good. Try
good.
And tell it.
The guy was on his back, and this guy was on his chest with his knees over his arms. Like he pinned him like that.
Yeah.
And then he whipped out his dick and peed in his
face.
What?
Yeah, I swear to God.
What?
I swear to God. That's
you go
a true
to the
story.
White gay school. That's a white gay
Lafayette
school.
Elementary in San Diego, California.
That's very white.
Totally white.
Mexican kids wouldn't do that. A black kid wouldn't do
that. I used to get picked on. I just remember this kid's name. He was this fucking... Wow, that's rude.
Wow.
A fucking fat asshole.
Jesus,
the grade above
settle
me.
Down, Tyler.
His name was Fernie.
Fernie? We could probably look that guy up.
Listen.
He used to tackle me for no reason. No reason.
Look,
I had no
look,
interaction
we should
with
look
him at
up
all.
The people that beat us up.
I wasn't even unpopular. I was a normal kid, and he would just pick
you
on me.
He wanted a bank.
Oh, no.
What? How old?
This is probably about like from third grade up through fifth grade. Or no, through sixth grade, because then they separate the sixth and seventh graders.
Okay, all right. That was a lot of info.
Fernie, you're welcome in the studio anytime. We want to have this.
Like, we'd play two-hand touch, and then he would line up across from me and just tackle me and, like, cram my head into the ground and sit on me.
Alex, or what was the kid's name that bit the stomach the whole?
Alex.
Did Alex spit the piece up in the air?
I don't know.
Oh, that would have been majestic.
I think 1991 is when Cape Fear came out. Maybe he was a big De Niro fan. And that's
kindergarten.
What that's what he did with Ileana Douglas' cheek, is he spit it in the air. Hey, these kids get taken to R-rated movies
Fear
all the time.
Kindergarten?
I saw a little kid at Magic Mike the other day.
You saw Magic Mike?
Yeah, I saw it. Opening weekend.
I was thinking we should call you Magic Mike Carano all night. But I forgot about it until right now. Yeah, in first grade, in kindergarten, my teacher ended up getting...
55 minutes of sweet,
my teacher
sweet
got a glass eye. My teacher got a glass eye, and I just realized right now that the reason that went around why she got one probably isn't true. It just occurred to me in my 26-year-old brain that a fly probably didn't lay eggs behind her eye.
How
do you think
they're
still made of glass?
We all thought that was gospel. We're like, yeah, she got eggs,
really?
Like fly eggs behind her eye, and it ate through her eye, and she had to get a glass eye. And I've not even thought about that till right now.
With technology now, they could easily put a high-res camera into a glass ball that would fit in your eye socket. Why wouldn't you go with that?
Just because it's shooting stuff.
Do you want?
And then you just download it.
Yeah.
Did you guys
look
used
at
to have
it later, or would there be like a little mirror in front of your
you? Don't need
eyes
to, you don't need to look it. At it. You're recording everything that happens.
Can't you just do that without taking your eyeball out though? Can you just put a camera like on
yeah?
Your
but
temple?
I'm saying this would be much more discreet.
Did you?
hey, bad news, you lost the night. Good news, you can be a great fucking spy boy now. You can be really creepy with upskirts.
Bad news, it just looks like a camera.
You're our new consumer reporter.
But it still makes this noise.
and you have to have Rune follow you around and run a TriCaster.
Who's Rune?
I didn't want to tell this story because it makes me look like
a
great pussy.
A great pussy.
So I took a couple of steps to
tell me about your brother.
Took a couple of steps to deal with that garage that ripped me off.
Oh yeah.
And the owner called me.
Hey bro,
I took the fourth phone call because I didn't want. I'm afraid of confrontation. So he called me and he's telling me about how much this is causing them a problem, on and on and on, and how the driver, who's a good man with a family, is getting suspended for a month by AAA, can't drive, can't pay his rent. And I knew he was a good man because I had a nice conversation with him. He's not the asshole. It's the owner of the garage who's the asshole. And he goes, what can I do to make it better? And I said, I'll think about it. He can call me back, which he did. Everyone I talked to said, tell him $2,000. Fuck him. I didn't do that. I did what I felt was right, and now I sort of regret it. I said, I just want the money. It cost me extra to get the car fixed after you screwed up and the $230 you charged me. I felt you overcharged me. And he's like, no problem. So basically, I took $750 instead of $2,000.
But were you owed $2,000?
Well, here's the part that really makes me look like an idiot and a pussy. The driver had called me like 5 days earlier and offered me $1,400. And I said, I don't think I can take it. Seems unethical.
Seems unethical to take money from the unethical car shop?
I totally wish I wouldn't have told that story now.
I didn't really hear most of it. I just heard a lot of numbers.
Oh, how about this?
I was trying to do like the math, like one car leaves point A.
Yeah. You ever get
goes to point B.
Do you ever get taken?
So you gave an extra $100?
Do you ever get scammed by the same scam twice? Ever?
No, that's shame on you if you get fooled twice.
I know. So I've mentioned that gas station I stop at on my way out of San Diego every Sunday, leaving family dinner. About a year ago, some guy parks near me, and I see him frantically walking around, like pacing. I thought he was on drugs or something.
Is this the one where he picked up the girl in pajamas?
No, this guy's walking around pacing, and then he finally has the balls to approach me, and it's nonstop small talk. And he's telling me I need to go to the hospital, I need some money, and I can't give me enough money
to go to
the hospital. So, like a year ago. So I gave him $5. Then I saw him proceed to run around and ask everyone else for money. And then he got in his car and zoomed off, and I realized he's completely full of shit. I gave him $5 for no reason. He's a complete liar. Last night, a car pulls in next to me at that gas station. The guy's walking around, and it seemed familiar, but I didn't place it. And then he came up to me, and it was the same exact small talk. He's like, what year's your Honda? I went, yeah, I don't know. And then, of course, I'm staring at the phone the whole time because I didn't want to talk to him. He goes, you know, Honda's the new Mercedes. And I looked at him and I went, no, it's not. Not at all. And then he goes, listen, I'm trying to get to the hospital. Is there any way you can give me $2? And I went, I don't have $2 on me, but I have some change. And I reached in and grabbed a handful of quarters.
He gave him $3 of change.
The minute the quarters left my hand and landed in his hand, I realized it's that same fucking guy. And it ate away at me a year ago when that happened so much that I was livid. And he did it again. He got two more dollars out of me. And then he just ran across the street and asked a bunch of other people for money, got in his car and split.
He had to go to the hospital.
That story went. He didn't really have to go to the hospital.
No, I think he did. Didn't he?
Maybe once a year he has to go for his medicine.
Well, he left his car.
Gotta get my medicine.
He left his car to go run across a busy street to ask other people for money.
Can I ask
and
you?
I very seriously considered doing damage to his car.
That probably wouldn't be smart. Can I ask you what his nationality was?
Truthfully, he was white.
Huh. That is a white move.
Letting down the race.
Saying, Tyler.
Letting us down for our enormous amounts
saying
of
go to the hospital.
Good deeds we've done.
That's definitely a white thing.
Yeah.
I need to go get my Botox. Can I get some money? I remember the guy that asked me for $18?
When?
$18.50. Yeah.
When was that?
A couple years ago. Like a year and a half ago. All right.
Somebody asked me, my sister and I were going into Lollapalooza 1 year, and some girl comes up with sad eyes and goes, can you spare $27.50, which was the ticket price? I was like, That's a big one, right? Can you spare $83.75 plus a tip for my Morton steak?
Hey, you're on the After Disaster. How are you? Hello?
Hey, are you in the wind? Is this Sleepy Hollow?
There's some very inappropriate nonsense going on the message boards. Please do not write.
Clean it up, folks.
Racist things, please.
Yeah.
What?
Seriously, don't write racist things.
Seriously. Hey, you're on the After Disaster. How are you?
I'm doing good. How come you guys don't have no n****s on your show?
What? Cut that. Jesus
How can we
Christ.
Cut that?
What the fuck's wrong with people? Are we creating?
Was that? Do you think that was a person that thought I'm going to say something super controversial and then they'll name the show after this?
No, they're not. That.
That's what I'm going to name. He just said the title of the show.
I'm going to name it Documentaries, Looney Tunes, or.
How come there's
that
no...
That was the guy that we talked to before. I'm stupid. I put him on hold instead of dropped him.
Why? You know what?
What the fuck's wrong with
him? I don't know. Because that's not even... That wasn't even...
There was nothing remotely even funny about it. Hey, you're on the After Sester. How are you?
Hey, how's it going? Ironically, I called and Karen was right before me. So I'm not... I don't know how I'm going to follow these two callers.
Say something about the Irish so we can balance this out.
Who's Karen? Oh, you're calling that...
The crazy old meth addict from about 3 months ago. I was calling from Italy.
What?
Did we just go into a wormhole?
What show are you calling, sir?
After Zaster.
Oh, shit. Oh, man. Really
it makes no sense at all. What you're saying makes zero sense.
You know what? We all have such head problems that we're thinking the problem's us.
Wait, was that last caller named Karen and actually a girl and said Italy instead of the N-word? Because I clearly heard N-word.
I heard the N-word, too.
Oh, no. I was referencing the time that I called, but right before the 45-minute diatribe. By Karen, no, but guys, just want to say hello. I know I missed Open and Honest. Just flew across the Atlantic, landed in Maine.
You didn't miss Open and
Wait,
Honest.
Wait, are you talking about that crazy woman? And then were you the other person on the line with her, listening to her?
Yeah, I.
Because you sounded Asian then.
Yeah.
It was,
Wait, is your name Chewy or something like that?
No, my name's Scott.
I'm really upset about that call. It's still bothering me. Every time I hear that word, I feel really sick.
What?
Really
why?
Mm-hmm. No, don't.
How come?
The word don't.
What, you have?
I get the same feeling I get. I don't want to say that because that would sound racist. But I really hate that fucking word. I love racism. I think it's hilarious, but I hate that goddamn word.
Well, I like racism when it's done in jest.
Yeah,
and
it's clever.
It's done because it's so... But not when someone says... I have to think that guy thought he was being funny, but he just has no... He doesn't know how to be funny.
Why did I hang up on him? I should have asked what he was doing.
Call back.
I do like, though, that he was like...
Now we want him to call back.
By the way, the funny aspect of that, though, is that he asked, why don't we have them? So he's like a fan.
No.
Well, I'm just saying.
First of all, you're making it worse by saying them. Well,
the people he was referencing to with a word that shouldn't be said.
Because you could have said, well, we do.
Wait, Marcus is on the message board.
I know,
right
you're
now.
A, whoa! You're a, whoa!
Where is Marcus? Why aren't you calling in, Marcus?
Because he's a two-timer bastard who's calling Dan Le Batard right now.
Hold on a second, Karen follower. Hey, you're on the After Disaster. How are you? What if all of our callers just became like ultra racist? Just everything was like about Jews.
Oh,
and
we should post our show on Operation Stormfront.
Hey, you're on the After Disaster. How are you?
That's that like KKK website.
Don't you hear Mike immediately? Hi.
Hi, I said.
You get you through the nights with Mike Caroline.
Hey, you're on the After Disaster. How are you?
It's dark here on the God, After Disaster.
How are you? Good. What's going on?
What are you doing?
At work.
What kind of work do you do?
A movie theater. It's a Spider-Man Midnight.
Are we getting you through the third shift?
Yeah.
Did you somehow think there was going to be a sexual pun in there?
You want to... No.
Okay, are we out of material, guys?
What movie is playing right now?
Magic
Spider-Man.
Mike.
Spider-Man.
Spider-Man?
Spider-Magic Mike.
I was ever... you know what?
Spider-Mike.
Oh, movie theater, Karen.
Does anyone care about Spider-Man?
I don't know. It's weird. You'd think that you'd hear more about it,
really need being remade already?
Yeah, it's got a reboot. Listen to this. This is a real story. It happened not too long ago. I was on the rocks upstairs. I might have told this story.
Go ahead.
Anyways, I'm there with my girlfriend at the time.
Do you
want to
explain what
friends.
That is?
On the Rocks is a... it's a bar... why would you turn me off?
Thought you were going to talk about the film vault.
It's a bar on top of the rocks, the Roxy. It's where if you go up there and you have your phone with you and you listen to podcasts, it's a nice place to get a drink and listen to the film vault. Yeah, anywhere. Good show. You can listen to it. You can listen on the beach if you like. No, so I'm up there years ago. This is a long time ago. And with a girlfriend at the time and a couple buddies, and we're drinking, and we're a little bit too drunk, and this really attractive, tall, blonde girl is, like, standing across the room.
You told this
the
story like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah. Was it just three weeks ago?
Yeah.
No, it's good, though.
No, I'm done. It's just all the racism reminded me of it, because that's how I felt. I felt, like, really uncomfortable and dirty, like, when I was out on that ledge with her. Long story short, if you didn't hear it, she got me high. She pulled me out on the fire escape. Was I drinking 3 weeks ago? How do I not remember that? Anyways, and she gets behind and she starts talking about Jews and black people, and she's very racist, and she's a Nazi, and she even believes she had some kind of Nazi paraphernalia. It might have been her lighter or something. She was very Nazi.
You should have, the first clue should have been the Hitler bong you were smoking out of.
I got into a cab with three other people going to the comedy festival in Vegas, and the cab driver goes, I'm not going to say it, but he goes, I got to go the back way because the N-words are picketing out front. And it took about I'm not proud of the fact that I wasn't the one that did this.
They were picketing him.
But it took about another minute before someone in the cab went, you know what? Just pull over and let us out.
Oh.
And
was it your friends that you were with or
yeah,
a stranger?
Yeah. It was.
But then that's extra awkward. You know what I mean? It's like what the appropriate response there is, I think. But not to be like high and
just
mighty about it.
Just keep going until you get to your destination.
No, I think the appropriate
response.
Hey, say
pull over. I want to go see the N-words.
How do you use that word? Do you use that word like often or like where would you? I don't
know.
Well,
the fact that he said it to four strangers is so weird.
Yeah.
But
did he know you wanted off there?
No, no. The guy was the guy who owns the Florida Improvs, and he just goes, pull over right now. But it took like a minute, and he goes, let us out. And he goes, I don't appreciate the way you talk. And it was uncomfortable. The whole thing was uncomfortable.
I know, but
the minute he said it until we got out and he pulled away, it was total discomfort.
Maybe the guy just likes silence. So he just said shit like that to people to shut the fuck up.
He gets off on awkward silence.
Where are you going? Mirage. Hitler was a good man.
someone isolate that. It's just Mike saying Hitler is good.
For me, the douchey response. There used to be a PSA that I used to hear, and it'd be like,
"Little Bigfoot."
That airline's out of business.
She'd be like talking to her friend, and she'd be like, "You know how they are," and there'd just be like awkward silence, and her friend's like, "No, no, I don't know how they are," and that's even worse. That's as bad as the actual racist comment. I hate.
It's not as coarse, and it's not as shocking, but it's
it's just as awkward.
It's, but you know what? I see that. I see that kind of stuff happen all the time. I see old women. Like, oh, the bus boy's slow, but they're slow people. Or, you know, something like that.
I was fishing with my uncle. I was like 14, I think. Not by blood. He was not my uncle by blood. He married he married someone.
I'm
not
love kidding. You.
But we're out there fishing, and we're actually trying to get there's no love and there's no molestation.
Just relax.
We're
just
trying
relax.
To get the boat.
Just relax.
Into the slipper, not into the water.
It only hurts at first.
Do you want to see my lure?
And there was a black family, and they were having a hard time getting their boat into the water. And I remember he looked at them and he goes, "Them people just aren't smart."
Oh my God!
And I'm like, oh God!
And you know what?
So sick.
Yeah, that is
so nauseous.
That's horrible. But if he would have said, "What are they doing? They can't swim," that would have been hilarious.
I did watch the Olympic trials the other day, and the black guy came in last, and I was rooting hard for him, and he came in last out of seven. And I was upset.
If you have a 9-inch penis hanging there, it's going to slow you down.
It's going to add to your drag.
Hi, you're back on the After Disaster. How are you? Are you sleeping?
If you are,
what is
I guess you won't respond, so I don't know what I was going to say.
I saw a documentary about this guy that slept, and he made that noise when he snored.
It's a good one. Sorry. Was it like 4 hours?
Talk.
Hello. You're on the After Disaster.
Did it switch over?
Wake up.
Hi, you're on the After Disaster.
Hi.
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 So, did you call with a purpose, or are you just
did you call
for the
with
movie
a
theater?
Racial epithet?
We could do open and honest, I guess.
Really?
Hello, you're on the After Disaster. You can ask us anything, and we will answer both
openly and honestly.
I don't know who to ask.
All ask the room.
Well, Mike, I'm wondering.
Wow.
Well, I'm wondering how many phone numbers you have of listeners in your phone.
That's the shit right
That's
there.
That's a good question.
I don't know who to ask. Mike, how many phone numbers of listeners do you have?
Who is this?
Jordan.
I probably six.
Embarrassing.
Maybe less. But they're friends of the show. It's like Diana. Mahalia. I don't call anybody, though.
You text them?
I texted Diana today because I was coming out of Costco in a neighborhood I've never been in before in Los Feliz.
There's a lot of them around.
And her restaurant was directly in front of me. And I went, I'm right in front of your restaurant. But I did it like 5 blocks down the road. Because I wasn't in the mood to socialize.
That was really open and honest, Mike. Anything else?
How many? How many? How many? How many numbers do you have
in my phone?
Mm-hmm. How many? How many? How many? What?
I don't know. 300, 400
No, listeners.
Six. I already said.
You did.
About six.
I was monitoring.
They're all girls, though.
Yeah.
No, I listen to the program. I listen to the program.
Hey, first of all, I don't want to talk to guys. For starters,
you do a podcast with two other gentlemen.
You know what? Here's the thing: is I've never slept with a listener. I've never even tried. And
he's thinking about it.
He always leaves the house before he goes.
I'm thinking about it
right after he just.
Leaves. I'm always thinking about it. But the thing
we
is,
we fall asleep. We make sure to stay awake.
I like talking to girls, and I like hanging out with girls, and I don't care about hanging out with guys.
Thanks, buddy.
What?
Except for the guys you're hanging out with now.
Yeah, and the guy you went to
I'm in total hell
horse
right
racing
now.
With.
This is painful.
That hurts. All right. I think the show's over early tonight.
No.
I'm not. I feel gross.
Why do you feel gross?
I don't like the guy that a guy that uses that word listens. I really am extra patty.
We don't have
right
anything
now,
to do with that guy.
Yeah,
fuck
we
that
kinda
guy.
Do. It's taking me back to the days where I used to do phone screening for Pharrell and I'd hear the filth that was out there.
What happened?
I told a story about the guy.
All right, I'll make you feel better with a funny story from my kindergarten days. We used to have these like buckets of shapes that you could play with and like make patterns on the ground, like the little plastic, like it'd be like diamonds and octagons and hexagons and all this shit, and you could like interlock them and make like mosaics on the ground, like the Pabs you are when you're in kindergarten. Mm-hmm. And we used to have one of those scorecard systems where if you're good, you got a green card, and if you're kind of bad, you got a yellow card, and if you're really bad, you got a red card, and you got no points that week. Do you guys ever have that shit?
No.
Nope.
Okay, great. Well, I always got green cards because I was a little good boy Pab. And
I'm sure you did.
One day we were all on the ground playing with the shapes, and there was like four of us, and we were like just making a little bullshit, and out of nowhere, I just yell, "The yellow ones," they were like octagons. I go, "The yellow ones are money." And me and the five kids all of a sudden just started going crazy, scrambling around to pick them all up and like screaming and grabbing them from each other. And that's how I got my first yellow card, because we caused a big ruckus during a test and the teacher got very upset with me. And said, "Tyler, I expect better things from you."
Why was that story just told?
Can we get the N-word guy back on the phone?
No, no. That might have been the most benign story ever told on this show. And there's been some.
At least I learned a lesson, which is never set up a story with, "I have a funny story to tell you guys."
From school.
Yeah.
When I was a little Pap.
You like this story. Think about it. You like it.
Let's get back to the brass tacks here. First of all, we have a girl listener on the message boards right now saying that you called her once.
Really?
Mike, yes. I'm not going to say who.
Who is it?
I'm not going to say. So, tell me about your brother.
I've called.
Tell me about your brother.
Okay, what would you like to know?
He's married.
I have two brothers.
Well, tell me about the oldest of the youngest.
Joey.
Joey.
He's married.
What's he think about coming on the show here?
I'm sure he would do it, but I don't know if he even knows about the show, but I'm sure he would do it.
Let's have him on.
Let's have all your family.
Where does he reside?
Let's go to a family dinner.
Everyone lives in San Diego.
Which is the one that was standing like an angry old woman in the picture?
Yeah. He wasn't really standing like an angry old woman.
He kind of was.
Yeah, I sort of disagree.
He had his hand
that.
On his hip, and he was...
Well, first of all, there's a lot of tension there because my dad is screaming, "You don't need to wear
like
goggles."
Tension. It looked like an old woman who had been walking around Disneyland all day. Took a you know what I mean? You know that hand on the hip thing
look.
I'm talking about?
I know
about?
That look. Yeah. It's like the "I'd leave, but my 8-year-old grandkids are here
I'm
and they
sure
love this."
Everyone in my family will come on the show. Except for the mom or the dad.
Can Anderson and I come to family dinner and just record?
Negative. Absolutely.
What?
Of course you can.
What? What do you mean? Why is he still like open? Like, of course.
Of course you guys can come down to family dinner.
Oh, wait. We work. Can't do it.
I don't work.
Oh, shit.
Come on down.
What? I need to quit this fucking Even if it's things that I don't necessarily want to do, I just can't. I don't like the idea of Tyler being able to go to shows and doing things now that I can't do.
No, I can go to Dodger games during the week.
I don't care about that. All the Dodgers do for me is they interrupt Petros, and that is not acceptable. I fucking hate the Dodgers. Okay.
Wow. Wow.
Marcus, why didn't you call in tonight? More than ever before. He's all over the message boards.
He was going to post his number on here. He's been such a sad Pab all week long. He's been like doing these confessions about how he's a cheater and he's not worth like listening to the show. And I've been retweeting them to make him feel worse.
Oh, internets. What
just
is
smoke
tweet?
Some weed, Marcus. You'll
what
feel
is
better.
Tweet? All right. Can we say goodnight?
Let's give it 5 more minutes.
No, Tyler might tell another story.
All right, guys. So in second grade, Miss Anfrini, we all thought she had a wig.
The cards are now green, blue.
All right, just to save the goddamn show. Not that it's going to save the show, but... school story. Tyler, this is what school stories are supposed to sound like. Okay.
All right. Tell me one.
Mrs. Barsky, second grade.
Sounds like a bitch.
Yeah, she was awful.
Barsky the bitch.
She was awful. She
cool name though.
Yeah,
I was in second grade, and
Mr.
I
asked her a dog.
Mr. Saloonarama was pretty good too.
I knew she was about to die.
Saloonarama.
I don't know. I didn't want to use ski again.
I knew that Mrs. Barsky was on death's door because she was so fucking old, and she had the prune face. Like, she was very, very old, right? And I feel bad a little bit knowing that she might be someone's mom, but I doubt it because she
hated
kids.
Was her husband still alive?
She hated kids. Don't know. Don't know anything about her.
She hated kids, went into teaching.
Right now there's a Barsky listening to the show going, my mom was a teacher.
She was the meanest lady in all of Marquez Elementary.
My mom was a bitch.
I'm trying to deflect the story.
I've got a prune face.
Onto Mrs. Barsky. So you're thinking about Mrs. Barsky and less about little Andy, who did the horrible, horrible thing in the classroom.
You touched her.
Okay, what is it?
No. You know when you're in second grade... You don't really know what you're doing.
Yeah, I still don't know what I'm doing. No. I'm in my 40s.
So it's not that big a deal, but I still think about it and have shame when I think about it. Why the fuck do I bring these stories up? It's like I'm in therapy or something. Like, I would never bring this up to Jillian.
I know. You know what? I wouldn't sit across the table from somebody and start bringing up the short story. You want to hear a story about me in this fourth
the
grade or something?
Shorts gang is a good one.
Short gang is pretty solid, yeah.
Short Shorts Gang rides again if you want to go listen to that past episode.
Can we cut out the last 20 minutes of the show because it was maybe the worst 20 minutes we've ever done?
Why?
Mainly your story.
I'll pick it back up where I tell the story about the kids fighting over gold pieces.
Can you know what you should do for this episode is erase everything except for your story about the gold pieces and just slow it down. I'll show you how to slow things down.
I know how to do that, and I'll do that, and then I'll add the N-word guy.
They were gold. They were gold pieces, by the way.
Hey, yes, I did the show. I did a show over the weekend. Actually, after I saw you at the races, my buddy Max and
hey,
I came
in
here.
Hey, don't try and get off the story. My buddy Max, story about Mrs. Barksy.
My buddy Max and I came in here and told stories.
And how you touched her long boobs.
For
and
what?
You know what? For the after disaster. It was like a little bonus thing. Because like the two models that
did
he lived
you upload
with
it?
Kicked us out of his house.
Yeah, so he thinks he can come here and do an after disaster.
So I'm like, you know
what?
Let's go to a show.
Himself.
Max, I've wanted you on the show forever because he's like one of the greatest characters you'll ever meet. He's fucking awesome. Is Max one of the greatest fucking strangest characters you'll ever meet?
Yeah, but he's kind of flaky.
He's pretty flaky.
He's supposed to have been on the show like 12 times.
Yeah, you hear that fucker? Actually, he doesn't listen. But so we did something, and I realized like 5 minutes in, I can't do the show or even like a little addendum to the show without my Pabs. I missed you guys.
I'm not sure that's
I kept talking about you guys, and I'm like, wait, don't tell that story because they need to hear it. It was awful.
We were both probably available, by the way.
It was like 3:30 in the morning.
Yeah, I wasn't doing anything. Yeah,
we drank out of, here, I'll show you. I'm doing one in Toronto right now. But, all right, back to second grade. So it was movies.
Oh, I have a butthole story after this.
Woo! Glad I could jog
what
your memory
that?
There.
Is it bugs? What's in there?
What's
oh, my God! Holy shit, where'd you get that?
That was at Max's house, and that's what we drank before we came into
did you refill it afterwards?
No.
You drank from a cobra juice?
Yeah, you know how like the Mexican tequila has a worm at the bottom?
Yeah.
Well, Max has a bottle from Vietnam, and it just has a full cobra in the fucking bottle. We talked at length about that, and then we talked about other things. But we're never going to post that show.
I wonder if there's any kind of poison that comes out of their body.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
That's what gets you drunk. It's just water, and then they add a snake.
Rice paddy water.
You know what the worst part about that is? I mean, I'm sure that snake was dead when they put it in there, but what if it wasn't? And he had to die in there.
So you can't get erect when you're two. I mean, in second grade.
In a wreck? Why
you
not?
Can't get erect when you're second grade.
I'm erect and ready to wreck.
How old are you in second grade?
I don't know, but if you could get erect, it would be
you're
a problem.
Seven or eight.
Seven.
It would definitely come up every day, and it would be a problem.
It would come up? Really? You had to say that?
Your teacher would be like, kids, seriously.
So I'm in the back of the classroom.
Raging hard-ons in class.
And they're playing a movie, and I don't remember what the movie is.
Mrs. Barsky, my pussy's wet.
Hey!
Oh, my God.
I'm saying the girls have an equivalent.
Oh, my God.
My vagina's moist.
All right. We're not that show.
What is that voice?
Jillian, please tune out. The show's over.
It's a little girl in the second grade.
No, it's like a sad old man on the bus. Like, I missed my stop.
That's another word for I missed my stop. Another phrase.
So
Excuse me, bus driver. My vagina's wet. I'm sorry, Mr.
Let me flip this bitch around. What if the bus did U-turns every time someone missed their stop?
What if you're such a pussy bus driver, you just bowed to everyone's wishes? Can we hit 7-Eleven real quick and I can get a Slurpee? Make it fast, man. I got a route to keep.
Okay. Mrs. Barsky.
I want to hear the butthole story.
Okay. I had a very eventful AA meeting this week. It was very entertaining. Good stories, a lot of sadness. No, not it was a very entertaining AA meeting, and an attractive girl
was talking.
You're allowed to talk about these things.
I'm not mentioning names. An attractive girl talked about a date she went on, and she said it brought back all these memories from when she used to party. And she goes, I really like this guy. He had this amazing car. And she goes, there was a point. She goes, I've been sober 5 years. There was a point where I just went, screw this. I just want to do cocaine off this guy's butthole and then eat a cupcake. And it was just a fantastic analogy. And then my friend, you know, and then I said something, but it wasn't my turn to say anything. But
That must be held for Mike to be in these meetings and not be able to just interrupt with
Sometimes I do. Very rarely.
First of all, you should not be telling the story because it's at the anonymous.
Okay, I'll stop.
But he was anonymous.
And second of all, imagine him in the dentist chair getting his teeth cleaned.
You know you're making a joke. You're making a joke. I talk the entire time. I know I don't talk. I'm not talking that much tonight. But when I'm sitting there, my mouth's open, I'm like, oh, that's what you're for, and I'm trying to talk the entire time.
Yeah, the way you just pick my molar reminds me.
When I was going into surgery for my appendix, I was talking, and then the guy.
Well, that makes sense.
I put the mask on my face. And he goes, "You're gonna get really sleepy," and I was in the middle of sentence, I'm like, bleh, bleh, and just out.
I kind of wish I had a button like that on you.
Oh, can we do a? Can we get? Is any of our listeners a licensed anesthesiologist and can come in here and give us all like laughing gas?
I'm pretty sure that's illegal.
No. What if we'll have them do procedures?
One of the most recent times that they put me under for surgery, my anesthesiologist said hello and he introduced himself because they're always dicks. And he says, "It's my job to keep you alive, and I'm not having a very good day."
Oh my god!
Count from 10 down, or count from 99 down. I'm like, are you serious?
Yeah.
What a dick.
I went to the doctor today.
And he wasn't joking. He wasn't like laughing.
What a dick. He's like, I don't fuck around with
this
shit.
And then he said the N-word.
I went to the Huntington Hospital today. And
in Pasadena?
Yeah. So
all
the
right. That's where Lauren... all right. You're like right around
Who
the corner
cares?
From Lauren's
Show's
house.
Over. Show's over.
I have prostate Show's cancer. actually, I wish I wouldn't have said that because I might.
Well, that's nice, Mike.
He's just opening I seriously might. I had to get blood taken today. So I wanted to put on a happy face, so I was way too happy coming into this doctor's office. Several doctors were in there. A lot of them are addiction doctors, like the guy I was going to see. And there's a sad girl, but yet attractive.
Of course.
But kind of punky, kind of goth, very attractive, very sad body language. And I sat across from her, of course. So I'm looking at her legs, and she had "don't" tattooed on one leg and then "stop" on the other leg. But not like "don't stop." It was like "don't touch me," like "don't" and "stop what you're doing."
Oh,
and that kind of font on her legs, on the front of her legs, like right up here. "Don't stop" on her legs.
Do you think she realized just how
it could have mixed messages?
Yeah, she should at least have "stop, don't." That's stupid.
Maybe she had her legs crossed, so it was in the opposite.
So then so after I have my little consultation and this bullshit, and I had to go get blood taken for my lab test.
She had a rapist dad or uncle who had one eye, so it worked. But then when she started dating her rapist boyfriend with two eyes, it didn't work.
Yeah.
So well.
What? But the dude that took my blood, you know how when you go in the lab to get blood work?
Did he have flies lay eggs behind his eye?
A fly crawls in there. It's nice and warm in here.
What?
Lay eggs.
What?
This is the worst show by far that we've ever done.
I'm raising my kids in this beautiful, moist cave.
I'm quitting the show. I can't take it.
Hey, so the dude.
My garden's coming along quite.
So you have to go to a separate.
No one cares.
And I never even said what happened to Mrs. Barsky's fucking class. You guys are the worst.
You have to go to a separate. Don't take off your headphones. You have to go to a separate room, a separate facility to get your blood taken for the lab tests. Mm. And they're never nice.
They take it from your butthole, right?
And the guy, guy was sort of goth, like totally white-skinned, mm-hmm. and he was wearing all black scrubs.
Mm-hmm. I don't think that means he's goth. He's just like a pale guy.
Yeah, but he's wearing black scrubs, which is the sign of death.
They're color-coded sometimes.
I'm trying to say the angel of death took my blood and I survived.
Wow, you lived to tell the tale.
Right, my instincts said that we should have ended the show.
What is Mrs. Barsky?
I took my dick out and I was playing with it and she found me. All right, let's go. Done.
Show's what?
Over. No, wait.
Show's over. I'm done.
No.
You were playing with it? Like trying to
arouse? No, I wasn't. I was like looking at it.
Trying to arouse up an erection?
I was bored and I was a little kid. And I remember I was in the back of the room behind
were
the
were you totally ignoring your balls?
And I had short shorts on and I remember I opened them up so that my wiener came out the bottom of them and I was a little kid and I was kind of like looking at it in the dark with nothing. There's no light except for what was coming off the fucking screen. And I remember I thought I was all by myself and
dicks
then I looked
look good by the light of a television screen.
And I saw this
screen.
Old prudy woman looking down at me in disgust. And she never said anything. I never said anything. And it was just shame for the rest of the fucking year. And to, up to this point where I still think about it. And I was trying to unload it onto you guys so you could share it. Now you're laughing and making me feel worse.
No, and I still...
God, that's a good story. All of you.
That's a good story.
Mrs. Barsky ruined my sex life.
And every woman ever since has been that pruny bitch.
Do you ever see an old woman looks like her and you kind of get...
Her face looked
little,
like my balls.
A little bit of blood flow.
No. There was nothing arousing about it. And I don't care what Dr. Drew says. Like, things most terrifying in childhood become arousing. And not for me, not in that moment.
He says that?
Yeah, that's kind of what happens.
Are you kidding me?
That's what always happens.
So every time I look under my bed, I get a fucking boner. I think there might be a monster. Boing, oing, 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 oing.
We got to go.
You know how you know where that story that story was great, but you know where we should have ended the show?
Wasn't great.
How come there's no end? Click show over, done, wrap forever.
Well, if the show ended on that, I would not
that guy
come
killed,
back.
That
here.
Guy kills the show.
Did you guys ever accidentally call a teacher mom?
Probably. Know.
That's the worst. You're just like you're not even thinking. You're just like, mom, can you? Oh fuck! And everyone laughs at you because you called the teacher mom. Yep. It's embarrassing.
And then you tell everyone to fuck off, and you run out of the room and cry in the other hall.
Yeah. Oh, that. Oh, okay. The kid that got the kid that got his stomach
bit.
Play
the goddamn song.
The kid that got his stomach bit.
He better have something good happen.
If you were like the,
he was one of the first kids that went for the yellow tile and thought it was a coin.
In second grade, there was two computers. We had two Apple computers that you could play. I know you guys didn't have computers back in your day, and you don't know what they are. But you can play Oregon Trail on them.
No shit.
And so if you're one
of the... I quit smoking 2 days ago, and I really want to smoke a cigarette right now.
First two kids to finish, you could go and play the video game until recess. And if you finished early, you could have like 20 minutes of video game time, which would be awesome. So Jesus, who had the stomach scars, was the second one done. I was the first one done. And he was the second one. He sat down next to me. And he wanted so desperately to play the game that he sat there and he proceeded to... pee his pants about 5 minutes in because
he didn't want to leave.
He didn't want to leave and have someone else come and get the computer. So he just sat there.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden I just hear crying and I look over and he's just sitting in a puddle of his pee while everyone stares at him and laughs.
You should have pushed your computer onto his lap to see if you could electrocute him.
Sorry, Jesus. Sorry to tell that story.
I don't think whole Zeus cares.
He works at the In-N-Out by my house. And every time I see him, I'm like,
don't pee on my burger. Don't pee on my burger.
Thankfully, I've never had him as my cashier, luckily.
What if he's still doing that? Like, he doesn't want to stop cooking. He loves cooking burgers so much.
He came to my house one time in, second grade, and he had a great time, and he kept asking me forever, to come over again, and I never
left. That's really fucking sad.
It was so sad.
Every 20 minutes, you're like, bathroom break.
I had so much fun at your house. I had so much fun. Can I come over again? It was, every Friday. He was like, hey, can I come over? Can I come over? No.
You're a dick.
I went to his birthday party, and I wore really black... I wore tight black jeans... And he used to have a belt buckle that had a black widow in it that his parents got from Mexico.
How do you know they got it from Mexico?
Because he said his parents are Mexican and they got it from him in Mexico.
But you can buy those things. You can buy those at all the truck stops in Arizona.
Oh, and when I was wearing those black jeans, I don't know if it's the same day, but that's the first erection I remember.
What? Come on, what are we doing?
Kidding.
What are we doing?
Story is...
Tyler,
the story
seriously.
Is sounding more. First of all, you're
you
wearing.
You were talking about playing their penis. I can't talk
about
it.
You just talked about how you're wearing black.
I was an innocent little boy.
I can't talk first about the first boner I remember
your
in third grade.
Got a pee
third grade?
No one wants to hear that.
I went to his house and wore black
Did
tight
you try and
jeans,
put it in the hole
and then I got my
stomach?
First boner.
Did you try and put it in the hole?
That's what you just said.
He lived in one of those hot Mexican houses, you know, where they
the
just
show
like,
is more like
they,
the Jim and Eddie Ifsch talk shit
they only
show
have,
than ever before.
They only
like
have
it.
Dirt for the yard, like all the way around
what
the house.
What are you talking about?
His house for his birthday party. It was just a hot Mexican party.
What are we doing?
What?
A hot Mexican party with nothing but dirt. God, it was awful. You know how Mexican people just don't have grass?
The fuck,
they can't afford grass.
I'm leaving. I can't take it. I can't be associated. I still want to run for office one
this
day.
This is the truth.
Like it's just city council,
hot,
nothing big, but still.
Hot Mexican house.
Is it hot because they couldn't afford air conditioning?
No, it was just hot as fuck in the middle of the summer.
How was that their fault?
It's not their fault. They just didn't have the air conditioning on, and the party was outside in the blazing sun, kind of like my wedding.
And you think the grass would have cooled it down if it was a nice white house?
It would have helped.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Just dirt, and they had a tetherball. Tetherball's a shitty game.
Not really. It's kind of fun, actually.
No ropies.
I don't know what that means, but...
That means no grabbing the rope.
What I know is you wore tight black pants to his house and got your first boner, so it must not have been that terrible of a party.
Well, those Mexican, hot Mexican house
Dude,
parties
get
me.
Do you realize that you shouldn't be saying that?
Why?
I don't know. I feel like this is a dream. Oh, I had terrible, weird dreams last night. got the patch on, the nicotine patch.
Yeah.
Actually, it gives you dreams? Awesome.
Yeah, like it makes you have really weird, intense dreams.
Can I get one?
Two separate dreams. Now, I'm not going to retell the dreams because the dreams are boring, but I had to deal with aliens and they're harvesting.
Sounds awesome.
And then the second part was all about my wedding, and Jillian was all mellow and didn't care that we were like way behind on everything, and I was like in charge of stuff, and I was panicking. It was weird. But yeah, the point is even if you don't smoke, I recommend putting on nicotine patches right before you go to bed. It's trippy.
Let me get one, bro.
But if you smoked a lot of cigarettes, would you have dreams?
No, because you're not
sucking
smoking
a pack
in your sleep.
Right before bed.
You know, you're getting nicotine delivery while you're sleeping, which I don't think the body and the brain is used to that.
Probably not.
God damn, I want to smoke.
Why don't they make marijuana patches?
They do. They're called lollipops.
No, but I mean, you could slap a patch on.
I think they might have patches.
All over your eye where they laid eggs.
Right. I remember when I went to Drew's. I've been to Drew's facility, his old one, a few times, and they'd have a patch. It was like a heroin-type patch, but it was like Suboxone. And like you put it on and you get the delivery. And I remember seeing someone I know sucking on the patch.
I bet you
the person I was there visiting was sucking on the patch.
Chewing. I bet you those babies are under lock and key.
I bet they're pretty awesome.
Can you see if you can bring one in for us?
He doesn't work there anymore. Drew quit. I don't know if you heard.
He quit what?
He only does TV now. That's not true. He's still a practicing physician. That means he sees one old Jewish man once a month. Good night.
Slaps a patch on his forehead and says, get the hell out of here.
Hey, why don't you guys have the energy to continue the show?
I could do another
four minutes.
What?
Eight minutes, over. Maybe 15.
The show's over. I understand that you're all like giddy because you're getting out of this hole and...
Yeah, but he's not really getting out.
He's giddy. No, he absolutely is. He doesn't have to deal
with
any of
that. I don't like
that
Mike is like laying down.
I know, I'm sleep. I'm really sleepy.
Mike's,
I have a photo
Mike's
shoot
knees
in the morning.
Are above his head.
Listen, I got a photo shoot early in the morning.
Okay, you got to work. I got to be here for the next 3 hours working. So let's.
Why?
I got a ton of shit that was given to me that needs to be done now.
He's
got to
go flush it. Someone just dropped off a ton of
if
shit.
If somebody can somehow message us, I don't know how. But let us know if you want the coffee mugs, because we'll do it next time we're in for the show.
No, we won't. We have to send away for the coffee mugs. We have to prepare. We have to buy stuff. But people are going to be into the coffee mugs.
Ooh. Let's see how much people will pay for the first one.
Okay, turn this music off now.
I don't know why you're talking.
Hey, by the way, we have no show on Thursday because of the holiday.
Because we this
is the show, and it's going to post on Thanksgiving because it's fucking late.
But yeah. I know I've been saying this for months, but
hey, happy America!
I might just decide to do my own podcast Thursday at midnight.
Where are you going to do it?
He's not going to do it.
I'm going to do it live.
Live.
Are you going to do it by yourself?
Yeah.
You're just going to talk about whatever comes in your brain?
Unless you want to come over and do it with me.
No, I'm good. Well, you're going to just talk about whatever comes in your brain?
Yep.
How do you think that's going to go?
It's probably going to go swimmingly, mediocrely.
Beginning of the show. Hey, everybody, it's Mike Carano. Fast forward 8 minutes. He's on the floor sobbing. Talking about some horrible memory.
All right, good night. Show's been ending for 45 minutes.
It's hard to end it.
It's not over yet. There's
like a relationship.
2 minutes left of this song. Let's see what the message... Oh, there were some open and honest questions on the message board for in case we needed some more questions.
Lay them on us.
Should we answer those real quick?
Yeah, why not?
All right. Why not? Well, maybe because we've been trying to end the show, but let's answer them. Open and
honestly, guys,
this is
the problem. What we should realize when good enough is good enough. You know, we shouldn't try and squeeze blood out of a stone, which is what we're doing. We're doing that here.
We're desperately trying to make the show entertaining.
Never mind. Mississippi Nick.
Desperate. We're not really desperate.
Why can't we do it?
We don't have time.
No, go ahead.
Anderson, have you ever been with a prostitute?
No. Well, yes. So a prostitute was in my car, but I did not bang.
Was it like Larry? You had to just want to use the car.
It was that
lane?
Whole story when the fucking the prostitute jumped in my car.
Oh, yeah.
After she showed me her vagina.
That doesn't count as being with a prostitute, by the way.
Well, she was in my car for a good 30,
40
minutes.
She was in her
being. They meant like, have you ever paid
he was in her
somebody
presence.
For sex?
No. No, why would I do that? I might one day, but no, I have not.
Mike, you won't answer this one, but it's who is the biggest asshole comedian that no one knows is an asshole?
Oh, you will. Go ahead.
And he's going to call me tomorrow. Can you edit this out?
I don't know, really, because I don't... Well, I guess Rosie O'Donnell... Well, no, people know she's an asshole. What am I saying? Not for a while, they didn't.
Bill Cosby, moving on.
You know what? That could be true, actually.
I've heard things.
Yeah, I've heard things, too. Speaking of prostitutes, he loves them.
Oh, wow. Gosh. Hey, what? Legend. Allegedly.
Is that actually a rumor?
No. Well, yeah, it's a rumor.
Well, he has like a shelter for them.
But it's
really
a fact.
He doesn't like women being objectified. He loves them in that sense. Takes them to church. Tries to help them. Get
like
off the
takes
them
to church.
He calls his penis
I mean?
Church. And semen is the sermon.
All right. Why are we Jim Jefferies?
I don't know. I'm sorry.
That sounds like a terrible comedy album. Semen is my sermon.
Get closer. That's the first 5 minutes of the CD. Just get closer to your speakers.
All
what?
What? All right. This is terrible. We're deleting the show.
It really is awful.
It's actually really good.
Well, let's just not post it.
I'm going to listen to it.
Let's not post it. Well, we shouldn't post it.
It's already out there.
Just because of the one fuckhead who used the N-word. The whole show should be burned. I feel like the whole show is like.
I feel like I used profanity that wasn't necessary, and I wish I wouldn't have.
What if I did opposite cutting, and instead of removing that, I just replaced all the words he said with the bad word?
You have that kind of time on your hands?
It would take 8 seconds.
Maybe it would take maybe 4 minutes.
Mike has no concept. Mike can edit videos, but has no idea that audio editing is basically the same, but easier.
I thought you meant you're going to take that word and move it all around the podcast, so every time one of us is telling a story, and just.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Good night.
Ooh, let's make it a ringtone for people.
I'm for that.
Can you imagine that?
We could sell it.
What if that's where we make our money?
That's
we sell 4 coffee cups, 10,000 ringtones.
No, that's like a high stake bet is whoever loses has to have the N-word as a ringtone for a week.
That is a very high stake. It has to be on full blast.
Really loud. And you can just be on house arrest and not leave the house or leave the house without your phone.
It always baffles me.
You try not to leave the house, and then the one day you get a package, you open the door, it's like black FedEx guy, and then your phone goes off. You're like, no!
And then he drops the packages. He's in such shock, and your Mein Kampf book falls out. You're like, oh god, this is even worse. Here's the thing about that phone gag. Remember when those Nextel phones were hot, sound like hotcakes? Everybody had them. So you could just if you had a Nextel phone. And this was a huge thing like 8 years ago or 9 years ago. And everyone had them. Business people had them.
To talk.
Construction. Yeah. So I would basically just go, hey, Tyler, I'm down at the, you know, I'm over at the site. And it would just come blaring out of your phone on speaker, full blast, much louder than a regular speakerphone. Mm-hmm. It's like a walkie-talkie. And you had no control over it.
You couldn't answer it or anything. And you didn't have to push anything. It just
happened. Yeah, it just happened. And now how many times did people say just,
Well, not only that, but did you notice, and maybe I'm the only one who noticed
ready
this,
for my
but,
dick sucking.
Yeah,
over.
That's what I mean.
The vast majority of the people that I saw using that would start things with, like, it sounded like this. Yo, where you at?
Yep. Yeah.
You notice that?
Well, I didn't notice that.
That was Boost Mobile's motto for a while.
I know, but it was Nextel that had, for the most part, most African American.
I disagree. I thought it was always construction dudes.
I saw.
What, you're saying black guys can't do construction?
No, but I always saw like your stereotypical construction foreman from those on his belt, and just things were coming.
They had a business now.
Hmm?
They had a business now.
They're bought by Sprint.
No, yeah, maybe.
They were absorbed.
I was talking about black people.
Yeah. Yeah, they're
we
gone.
On the show, please.
It's a couple mom and pop shops that sell them.
Please end the show. I don't appreciate.
We should start over and try to do a good show.
Yeah, we should do that. All right, let's do it.
Hey, welcome to the show, everybody. Now we'll just splice in Anderson's penis story, and then we'll wrap it up.
You
I got to be honest. If
you know
hardcore people that like this show, when they're listening to this on playback, will be excited right now thinking, oh, my God, maybe they will. Maybe they will.
Except they'll look at the thing that says it's an hour and 37
minutes. Pull a show out of their asses that's entertaining and make up for that first hour and a half.
You know what little boy Andy was thinking when he was staring at his penis in Mrs. Marcy's classroom in the end?
Someday I'll put this in a man.
Nope.
I'll put this in my chrono when we're the last men on Earth, and I've lusted after his butthole for 4 years.
One day I'm going to cut one of these babies off. That's what I was thinking of. It was a dream. It became a dream that day.
I had a dream.
Mrs. Barsky tried to interrupt that dream, but I didn't let her. Oh, no.
Do you guys ever think, like, I'm glad I have my balls?
Good night.
Because mine are always in the way. Always. When I'm driving, always. They're always bugging me.
How big are they?
What if he has just giant balls? Yeah, I've never heard anyone talk about balls
those,
more than Corona.
Like, grapefruit balls?
It's just I don't like that they're taking up valuable real estate my penis could relax in.
Your penis relaxes on them.
Day.
It sits on them like an exercise ball.
You know what? You're right. It is.
Otherwise, your penis would go under and be resting in your taint.
I don't like that at all either.
And it would be pinched by your perineum.
Oh my god, this is horrible.
No,
it just seems like my balls are always in the way.
It's too bad he can't curl it like an elephant trunk.
Yeah. Women would probably like it, like when you're inside of them and you curl it up.
Ah, dear.
I don't know. We really need to clean it up.
Last word. Last word.